far from Nunavut is the town of Livingston, Guatemala. The Garifuna influence is vibrant there, the result of a mix of African and Caribbean cultures. Reporter Lonnie Shavelson recently went to Livingston to search for traditional, centuries-old Garifuna music.
From the moment the speedboat settles into the dock at Livingston, there's a jumble of cultures. Hands that help with your bags are black, brown, red, and white-skinned. The voices on the dock cry out in Spanish, Mayan Indian dialects, and a Caribbean-inflected English. Loudspeakers play reggae, while preachers shout about Jesus in Garifuna. I'd heard that the music in Livingston, played on conch shell horns and turtle shell drums, is authentically traditional Garifuna, dating back hundreds of years. But given what I'm seeing and hearing in town, can that really be? In this coastal Caribbean village, where modern Guatemala and international tourism has soaked in, could I find any music that was authentically traditional anything? I hear the faint sound of drums and follow it to a whiskey bar and cultural center. Some young Garifuna men are drumming and singing, one playing the tortuga, a sea turtle shell hit sharply with a stick to lay down the rhythm. But soon, a group of tourists in flowered shirts is escorted in. And from behind the bar, a line dance of young Garifuna women in brightly colored skirts appears. They shake and shimmy and invite the tourists to join them in a dance, in exchange for American dollars or Guatemalan quetzales. Somehow, this doesn't seem like the real thing. As night falls, the music fades into the sound of waves and crickets. But I can walk down the beach to juke joints, playing every rhythm from hip-hop to mambo. The next morning, the beach is transformed. Another group of musicians and dancers appears. They march from house to house. At first glance, the dancers in painted masks and iridescent skirts and scarves appear to be women. But there's a certain indelicate style of their dance that raises a suspicion. The dance is the Guanaragua, a symbolic performance dating to the Spanish conquest. Back then, to prevent the rape of the Garifuna women, the women hid, while the men dressed as women. And when the Spanish grabbed these women, they found men with daggers under their skirts.
The women needed some kind of strategy so that they could be free. Guanaragua is, at last, we can breathe.
Marcos Mena is a descendant of the founder of Livingston.
Some of the songs from this dance are 500 years old.
But Mena adds that the traditional music and dance played on the beach today by some two dozen young Garifuna has changed, even since his childhood.
There used to be up to 50 dancers, mature, grown men, that you were marveled by the agility in the feet movement. These are kids. You need to see a grandfather who walks like this and dance like them.
Philip Flores Polo Martinez was born and raised in Livingston, educated in Chicago. He says Garifuna music has always been a music of change.
Like a lot of music, even the ones in America, jazz, blues, is a derivative of different ideas. The Arawak, the African, and the Caribbean.
As an example, Martinez says the Garifuna drum resembles an African drum, the djembe. But there's a string stretched across the head to give it a snare drum sound.
This drum that the Garifuna plays is adapted to the Caribbean. And the music itself is with the flow of the sea, the Caribbean Sea.
That's what makes all Garifuna music, he says, traditional Garifuna music. For the world, I'm Lonnie Shavelson, Livingston, Guatemala.
To see Lonnie's video of the Garifuna dance on the beach, go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. We'll be back tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Plowshares Fund, investing in peace and security worldwide. Plowshares.org, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and by the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can. And NASA, leading research on the Earth and its climate from the vantage point of space.
PRI, Public Radio International.